Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Monday, 18th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 25th Ramadan, 1441. During Ramadan, we become used to eating less. And this is a very great habit, and we need to continue this habit out of Ramadan. Hunger is a very liked quality by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it leads to many beneficial qualities coming inside one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion mentioned that a person does not fill any vessel worse than his belly, meaning he doesn't fill any container worse than the container of the body, which is his belly. And then he further explains that it is enough to eat a few morsels and have a small meal, which takes away the hunger and keeps a person energetic. One who really needs to eat more. Now this is the minimum, that a person should eat a few morsels a day, this is enough. But a person, if he cannot suffice on this and he needs to eat, then how much more should he eat? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that one who really needs to eat, more, should allocate one third for food, one third for water, and one third for air and breathing. Now this is how many a times we eat so much that we will find that we've struggled to breathe. This means that we have filled our bellies right to the top. So the highest level of eating, or most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a person just eats a little, just to keep himself going. And the other is a person eats wherein one third of his belly is full, whereby he feels happy, he feels content, and he continues. The person that eats more than this, from this hadith we find that it is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there is a great alim by the name of Abu Sulaiman Ad-Darani. And he mentions some harms of overeating. Meaning that person who overeats, fills his belly right to the top, then what are the harms? He mentions that there are six harms which come to a person. Number one, by overeating, he is deprived of the sweetness of ibadah. He will not enjoy and benefit spiritually from the ibadah that he would if he was to eat less. The second thing he mentions is that it becomes difficult for him to attain wisdom and foresight. So a person, through overeating, a spiritual harm that comes to him is that through that he will not be presented with wisdom. He is unable to express sympathy to others because he is not accustomed to feeling what others feel. If a person feels hungry himself, then when he looks at a poor person, he will understand the difficulty he or she is going through. So a person will lose that quality of sympathy. And because the stomach becomes heavy, this heavy stomach, it makes him lethargic. Now this is the fifth point, this is the fourth point, that because of overeating, he will feel lazy, he will feel lethargic, he will not feel like doing anything, he will not feel energetic, he will not feel inclined towards anything which requires energy and hard work. The fifth one, this is very important, that his carnal desires. Now there is within us, I've mentioned a few times, something called our carnal desires, our nafs. And this nafs, it feeds off what we supply it. If we overeat, that means we are now living a life of luxury. And this is what the nafs inside internal carnal desire likes. It likes luxury, it likes enjoyment. So in order to incline it towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it needs to be deprived a little bit. And this hunger, it is what crushes. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would advise that a person should fast, because fasting keeps a person away from sins. Because this hunger, it kills, it crushes the desires. And these desires, as they are crushed, a person is then able to gain the strength to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, when a Muslim, when other Muslims are engaged in salah, many a times he may find himself going to answer the call of nature. A person that overeats, he has acidity problems, he has gas problems. Many a times he needs the toilet more than required, needs to answer the call of nature more than required. So these are some harms of overeating. And like that, on the contrary, if a person obviously was to eat less, then he will feel more inclination towards ibadah. His nafs, carnal desire, will be under his control. He will have a lot more strength, and he will also feel for other people. So we need to control our food. And Ramadan is the most ideal time for us to bring this control, because we have got accustomed to now staying hungry from Subh Sadiq until Iftari time, until Maghrib time. This is a great length of time. If you imagine the number of hours we are staying hungry. So what we need to do is, after Ramadan as well, we need to train ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once offered wealth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when offered that wealth, he said that, "I wish to stay hungry one day, I wish to stay have food one day." And the food was not the food that we get, but the food was a few dates. It would be some milk, it would be some bread. It would be very light food and very minimal food. So we need to also aim towards this. There are levels of hunger a person should have. This is a different topic in itself. So let us work towards this. Inshallah, if we start from this month of Ramadan and we continue, so our aim is that we eat less, we keep fast as much as possible, and while eating, be conscious that we are not overfilling ourselves. We should be eating very lightly, maybe one third of our belly full. Inshallah, if we do this, then this will benefit us spiritually greatly, and on top of that, it will give us a lot of physical benefits, which bring under control the issues of obesity, the issues of diabetes, the issues of high cholesterol. Inshallah, all of these issues will come under control. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon today's lesson. Inshallah, until tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.